Josh, Washington, D.C., the great WMAL. Go.
Hi. I want to talk about the HHS regulation. Basically, I think there are two big issues here. There are the political ramifications and the legal ramifications. Politically, I think it was a pretty stupid move. But legally, I think he's well within his constitutional parameters to put forth such a regulation.
Based on what? What do you mean? Just because you think it doesn't make it so. I can give you Supreme Court precedent as recently as 2 months ago that will prove you wrong. But so tell me why you think you're right.
Well, let's talk about Supreme Court precedent. Right now, the controlling case with the Employment Division, D. Smith, which essentially says that unless it is the religion, if it is not the object of the regulation to affect religion, it has other objectives. Then
did you read the case? Did you read the case?
I did.
Okay, I read the case too, as recently as 2 nights ago. This is a slam dunk. I'd be surprised if it's not a 9-0 decision. This is worse than that case.
How so?
In that case, we were talking about a minister who said she was fired because she didn't share the same beliefs in particular matters as the Lutheran church that she was working for. Here, this is more even more content-oriented, where you're telling faith institutions that they are required to dispense or enter into arrangements that dispense certain types of contraceptives and so forth against their beliefs. Now, there is no court that's going to uphold that. Maybe some district judge will, maybe the Ninth Circuit, but in the end, that will not be upheld. That is the most blatant attack on religion in recent times that I can even conceive of.
Can I put forth a hypothetical to
Well, you're going to have to argue a hypothetical because you don't want to stick with the facts, but go ahead.
All right, let's pretend for a second that marijuana was legal. And then let's further suppose that one of the tenets of Catholicism was that every Sunday, before you go to church, you should smoke some marijuana so that you can open your mind up to God or whatever it may be. Now, let's say Obama and the administration then came out and said, you know what, we don't think marijuana...
You know, sadly, Josh, sadly, I'm running out of time. Let's pretend marijuana is not legal, and let's pretend you stop smoking it. I'll be right back.